Thank you for calling no more. This is Letitia. How may I assist you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
All right. Yes, I got a question. Trying to find out here. When I go online and look at the account, it's showing different amounts and what's supposed to be coming out. So I'm just trying to make sure that everything is correct on y'all end.
Okay. May I have your customer ID number or contract number?
Let's see where customer ID is 120974.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Royce Hughes.
Let's see. Could you verify for me your email address and your address on profile?
It's should be Royce at rkhughestrucking.com, and it's 8300 Cypress Creek Parkway, Houston, Texas, 773-77070. Sorry.
Thank you for verifying that. Let's see. All right, and you say you were looking at the invoice and you've seen different amounts?
Yeah. So I mean, it I don't know, it got past due amounts, it got all kind of stuff. So I don't know if this is correct, you know, what's what, so. Been like this for a while. They said everything was straight, but it's still showing the same thing, so.
Gotcha. I do see one invoice for a late charge, but that was from 2022. Yeah, September the 1st of 2022.
Yeah, I mean, everything, because all the contracts have been redone and everything, so all that stuff should have been, you know, should be any late charge or anything, because all the both contracts were redone.
For a restructure?
Yeah, restructure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the restructure was done for 2023. I do see that. Not for 2022. Payment of $285. Monthly payment. All right, so it's two late charges for 2022, and then the two monthly payments that you're seeing on your end.
I guess I'm not. It just say 20 for one. It's on one, it has a late charge. On the other, one, don't have anything. On the other contract, don't have anything. And again, from my understanding, the paperwork that I have, one is 949942, and then
that one has a late charge from August the 1st of 2022 for $169.34.
This is crazy. They redid. They worked on this stuff for 4 months. And if it's supposed to pay, it's supposed to start coming out on the 1st, one for 18 and change and one for 19 and change. And that's what it was supposed to be. And I was told that, got paperwork, everything on that. Nothing about any charges from, you know, again, they took care of all of that stuff when they did the restructure. That's not, that doesn't make any sense.
So they were supposed to take care of these fees when they did the restructure?
Yeah, all, yeah.
2023?
Yes, ma'am. Everything, yeah, everything, everything's supposed to have been done. Could I have, from all my documents, it's absolutely, there isn't anything stating anything about any late fees from 22 and for my, you know, everything I have starting March 1st, you know, payments was going to be, this is 18 something on one and then 19 something on the other. Yeah, 1855.58 and 1973.93 on the other one.
And you did see the one with the engine repair, right, for $285.89?
Yeah, but those two,
okay.
Those are
those
two
fine.
Different other contracts.
Okay. Gotcha.
Let me double check. Yeah, those, I mean, they, those have been coming out, you know, with no problem. So I have one for $733 and the other one for, $285. Yeah, those were fine. I say they did all this stuff at the same time, so I don't that makes absolutely no sense.
Gotcha. Give me 1 second. What's a good phone number for you?
281-713-3130. Because like right now, according to this here, they got me getting hit with over almost $7,000 coming out. According to, you know, what it say on here online, and that's definitely going to be a problem.
Let's see. Give me 1 second.
That's over $8,000.
All right, give me 1 second. I'll get you transferred over to our customer care department, and they will be able to further assist you, okay?
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second.